$2,000.
$2,000?
Wilson, I should have known you'd try to squelch my moment of glory.
It's a good thing I did. The wine club's bowling league didn't have its bi-weekly bowl-a-rama down the street. I may not have stepped into this establishment to quench my thirst before heading home.
You bowl?
We both do. We well-off folks like to mingle with those beneath us sometimes.
How magnanimous of you.
Quite.
To think, Kay, that you were going to cheat this humble barkeep of such a rare bottle for a mere $1,000. Shame.
You were trying to cheat, old Sully?
Certainly not.
Lamont Wilson at your service, Mr. Sullivan.
Hiya. This here's Hondo. He found the bottle.
How you doing?
Charmed, I'm sure. May I see the bottle?
Sure.
Oh, I've already looked it over and pronounced it sound, Wilson.
And since when do I or anyone in the Wine League of New England trust your judgment?
Oh, why, you dirty...
My offer stands, sir, $2,000.
For one?
$3,000.
$4,000.
$5,000.
Whoa, hold on there, boys. It's not that I don't appreciate the offers. I do. But this is getting out of hand.
$6,000.
What is up with you two? You obviously know each other. Aren't you friends?
Friends?
Perhaps briefly in our boyhood years, but certainly not now.
No, there are no friendships in the world of wine.
That's too bad.
If you must know, Reginald and I have always been rivals in the field of wine appreciation. At one time, his reputation was stellar, unparalleled.
At one time?
But since the Cabernet incident of 2008, well... Need I go on?
There are rival wine drinkers?
Oh, we are not merely wine drinkers, Mr. Sullivan.
Oh?
We appreciate all things wine. The firm spring of some unpicked grapes ripening in the morning sun. The slow application of the label onto the bottle. The first whiff of the pleasure that awaits the palate once the cork is so delicately withdrawn. All of these things and more made the senses sing out for joy in remembrance of that first day of creation when God himself made the grape.
That was on the first day.
I believe so.